Well, dear students, when we discussed the fees of mutual funds, and remember, I want you to understand the different class shares, A, B, C, and then the F or the I shares, we said that if you're going to utilize the services of a financial representative, whatever, then the A shares over the long term tend to give you the better deal. You'll pay far fewer fees by going with the A shares. Now, the problem with this is that the A shares have gotten out of favor, and most brokers now will want to charge you the F, want to use the F shares or the I shares or the FI shares. You know, it depends on what company there is, but the financial advisor shares that have a lower annual operating expense, don't have any commissions, but have a 1 or 2% fee tacked on top of them. Yours truly is in the camp where I believe if you want to hire me, pay the upfront fee, be done with it, get the lower annual operating expenses, and over time, you will pay far less. But I am in the minority. In fact, I am a bit of a dodo bird. I am an anachronism. I'm going the way of the carrier pigeons and other extinct entities. But that doesn't mean I'm going to go quietly. I'm going to shine a light on the situation and remind people that you're going to wind up spending a whole lot more. I get a lot of blowback from other brokers, other financial representatives, registered investment advisors, whatever you want to call us, about this. And I'll never forget the one conversation I had with a gentleman at one of, I forget, it was some kind of big deal. Everybody was getting fed well. We all had our suits on. And I said, you know, this was several years ago when it was still, you know, half and half or whatever it was. Now it's mostly all wealth management fees, assets under management. I said, you know, I don't think we're really doing our clients a favor because they're going to wind up spending more over time than if they just paid the commission. And he said, what are you worried about? Send them a bottle of wine on their birthday. Take them to the steakhouse. Take them golfing every once in a while. They'll love you. And I didn't. I just literally was stopped cold. I just did not know how to respond other than this. I didn't say it. I didn't say, but that's, you know, we're still screwing them. So that's yours truly. Now, before we continue, I want to make sure that you understand that if you do go with the A shares, you don't want to be buying and selling them every few years because, yes, you're going to wind up spending far more if you do that. If you jump ship from one company and then go to a different company that will recharge you the A shares, the A share commission up front all over again, yeah, obviously, no, that's going to cost more than if you simply paid an extra 1% every year. But let's say that you have a financial advisor that recommends something that is long term, 5, 10, 15, 20 years. And so let's see what happens. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a look at a $500,000 nest egg. And that's what they really want. If you look at this guy Fisher, we'll lay into him in a minute, where we pay the upfront fee, remembering that the percentage goes down as your investment goes up, as either your contribution or the value in your account. And then we'll take a look at an example of assets under management, and that's this gentleman by the name of Fisher, Ken Fisher, who got in a little bit of a hot water a couple of years ago for saying some very bizarre and very embarrassing things about women. And all the women he worked with said, he never does that. I don't know what happened. But he will advertise. He's not the only one. We're shooting at him. But there's plenty of people doing this. In fact, most people. he will say, if you have $500,000 to invest, you need to talk to me, and he'll charge you 1.25% yearly annual management fee. And we'll do that for 20 years. And then we'll do it again for 25 years. We'll start with that same $500,000 nest egg, paying the upfront commission, and then the same $500,000 nest egg, not paying the upfront commission, but paying the yearly annual operating yearly annual wealth management fee on top of whatever operating expenses your mutual fund is charging you. So let's minimize this because they're all on the desktop here, and start with the $500,000 with A shares, where you pay an upfront fee. Now, as we said in the presentation, if you have a large sum, in the case of the one we looked at, it starts with $25,000, then $50,000, and then $100,000. The percentage goes down from 5.75 to 5 to 4.5 to 3.5, until finally, when you have $500,000, it's 2.5. So this person who put away $500,000 2%. It's 2.5 at 250, 2% at 500,000. Paid an initial sales charge of $10,000, 2% of 500,000. And that's how the brokers got paid. And their $500,000 gave them a net amount invested of $490,000. So let's see how it did. It did pretty darn well over the last 20 years. Made it up to $1 million in 2013, and then at the end of 2020, made it up to $2,035,000 at 7.27%. So they put in $500,000, and they wind up with $2,035,000. And the graph, because it's only 20 years, it doesn't really take advantage of that exponential growth. There's 2007, 2002. Okay, so remember that number. $2,035,000, right? Let's now take a look at what had happened if he had gone with the, in this case, they're called F3 shares. They're the most desirable, lowest annual operating expense for 20 years. Remember, no upfront fee. They don't pay commissions. So the full $500,000 will go into the account. Let's scroll down. Be afraid. Be very afraid. See, no initial sales charge. But there's the advisory fee of 1.25%, and there's the $500,000 invested. So they don't pay that $10,000 up front, but remember, they're paying 1.25% every year. That's over $5,000 to start, and as the event amount goes up, of course, there was 2002, ouch. But then there's 2007, how was that? That was a big ouch. But we held on, and over 20 years, we wound up with $1,600,000. Now, wait a minute. You paid the upfront fee. You wound up with $2,035,000. You don't pay the upfront fee, but you pay an extra 1.25% to your financial advisor who sends you a bottle of wine on your birthday and takes you to the steakhouse and golfing, and you wind up with $1,600,000. Yeah, you see why I get a lot of grief. People in the industry yell at me and scream at me. Shut up, Piano. Keep it under your hat. Watch what happens when we extend our time frame just 5 more years. So here's the $10,000. Here's the $500,000 with the $10,000 2% sales charge, and we wind up over 25 years with almost 700,000. Remember that, right? 25 years, 9.37%. We should see the graph. We should start to see, yeah, there's the exponential growth. If instead we had gone to Mr. Fisher, and again, I'm just picking on him, but don't worry, he's not alone. Some people charge 2%. We go down here, be afraid, be very afraid. We did not pay any sales charge. Initial sales charge is zero. There's the advisory fee. Our $500,000 becomes $3.5 million. You see what those fees are doing to our return? It doesn't sound like much, 1.25% every year. Instead of paying 2% up front, we're paying 1.25% every year. And over the long, again, this is assuming you're in it for the long term. Now, one thing that we want to remind people, and again, this is not, you know, not us working grunts. If this person with this $500,000 nest egg had a $1 million nest egg, then they would not have paid any sales charge. They would have gotten the A shares with the lower annual operating expenses without any sales charge whatsoever. And so, again, I would say, I don't believe this assets under management model is in the best interest of our clients. And I would be told to shut up because we got a good thing going and keep your clients happy. And I think I've already told you, I have no clients that have these assets under management model. And I would, if they wanted it, I would do my best to, I would show them, you know, is this really what you want? Because I'm going to recommend something that you're going to hold on for 5, 10, 20 years. And look how much, I'll get paid better. Thank you very much. But it's not in your best interest. So I know I have this horrible, horrible affliction called ethics. And I just, it really holds you back. Anyway, folks, if you want to see any others, of course, as I've already said, any other illustrations, just send me an email, contact me, and we can show other situations. Okay? Think about it, folks. You are now the financial gurus. You're the investment experts for your friends, family, and coworkers, and you're going to tell them the truth about these situations, realizing that nothing's perfect. Obviously, I'll be the first person to admit that there are sometimes we have we're not lined up on the same side of the scrimmage line, if you want to use a football analogy, in our industry. And you're going to be the one to explain that to your friends, family, and coworkers. And they're going to think, oh my goodness, you are so smart. Where did you learn this? And what are you going to tell them, right? Right, Business 123, Introduction to Investments. I help you, you help me. See ya!